Hello and welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Tuesday, October 26th. U.S. equity markets mostly flat today, with the Dow Jones and NASDAQ basically unchanged, whereas the S&P 500 was up 0.2%. Sector performance fairly bunched. Energy led the day on crude's outperformance, whereas industrials the worst performer. Treasuries mixed. Gold and Bitcoin both down. Earnings continues to dominate the headlines the last 24 hours. Despite the number of high-profile misses, including Lockheed, Universal Health, Facebook, and Polaris, as well as a number of tech companies after the bell, the market is still proving to be quite resilient. Other macro themes also being flagged as bright spots for investors include the corporate tax hike being taken off the table in Washington, improving COVID trends, buybacks, and central bank liquidity. Let's start with three noteworthy pieces of economic data released today, which were all broadly seen as positives. First up, October consumer confidence, which came in up 4.5 points month over month, beating consensus. Next, on to some real estate data, where new home sales also beat, up 14% month over month. Rounding out the data today was the Richmond Fed Index for October, which also beat consensus with strength across shipments, new orders, and employment, while rates of price increases did in fact decrease. Moving on to Washington, not a lot of changes from yesterday. The possible unrealized capital gains tax to be levied against billionaires we talked about yesterday is now being seen as hard to implement and possibly unconstitutional. As a result, some Democrats are returning to the idea of a 3% surtax on those earning more than $5 million. As to timing of the infrastructure bill, expectation has now moved to next week, considering the complexity and number of moving pieces in the bill. Moving on to earnings, the heightened beat rate rhetoric of quarters past now seen as somewhat vulnerable. Facebook's earnings last night were initially seen as better than feared, but the stock did end up pulling back around 4% by the end of the trading day. Its shares are down around 15% in the last 3 months. Lockheed's report before the open was received poorly. Its stock traded down nearly 12%. Power sports company Polaris was off nearly 8%, with management flagging supply chain problems, which they see lasting into 2022. On the plus side, they did note end user demand remains robust, a common theme among consumer-centric companies. After the bell, there were a number of big reporters, including Google, who reported results that were basically in line with expectations, being they aren't as vulnerable to Apple's iOS 14 update. Its shares are off about 1% in the post-market session. Robinhood's earnings could only be described as awful, missing by a substantial margin with respect to top line, bottom line, and EBITDA. Its shares are off roughly 9% in the post-market session. A broader question to ponder is what this might signal for retail investing as a whole. AMD's quarter met an elevated bar. Microsoft beat on virtually every front, though its shares are basically unchanged. Twitter's results were seen as good or maybe not as bad as Snap or Facebook. The company noted its Q3 revenue was impacted by iOS changes, but the impact to Q3 revenue was, quote, lower than expected, and its shares were actually up 3% in the post-market trading session. Rounding out tonight's big reporters was Texas Instruments, whose results came in on the lighter side. Its shares are off about 4%. Other non-earnings corporate news getting attention today includes a Wall Street Journal piece reporting PayPal bailed on the Pinterest deal because it would be hard to pull off. Apple is increasingly likely to face a U.S. DOJ antitrust lawsuit, and an FDA panel after the close did vote to support the benefit risk of the Pfizer vaccine in 5 to 11-year-olds. Looking to tomorrow, it's going to be a super busy day with a number of high-profile names like ADP, GM, and Spotify before they open, as well as a ton of other names reporting. After the close, we have Upwork, eBay, Allison, JetBlue, iRobot, Ford, and again, a pile of other names. Thank you for joining us for the FactSet Evening Market Recap. We wish you all a wonderful Tuesday night. Cheers.